I'm Neil, I'm an anti-fascist activist from Sheffield. I'm in Workers' Liberty and I'm an activist in the JMB trade union.
Okay, and what are you hoping will come from today's conference?
Well, I think one thing that's kind of been lacking in the anti-fascist movement nationally is a kind of broad, grassroots focused campaign that has a kind of class perspective, is clear on issues, on issues of kind of direct action, direct physical confrontation with the BNP. It's clear on issues about class and about challenging the BNP on those class issues and not taking the kind of, you know, vote Tory or vote anyone but Nazi kind of perspective. I think all of the major mainstream anti-fascist campaigns, UAF, Searchline, and so on, kind of lack that perspective. I think it's been present in the campaign that this group's done so far in Nottinghamshire, and hopefully this conference can kind of cohere it a bit and galvanise it and maybe spread it geographically.
Okay, and you know, what kind of activity have you had in your region, and what have you found the main threats of the BNP are where you are?
In Sheffield itself, I think the situation is quite similar to the situation it is in Nottingham. There's quite a strong tradition of labour movement organisation, working class organisation. BNP aren't threatening kind of sort of urban Sheffield itself, but in similarly to the way in Nottinghamshire, where they're targeting outlying towns and villages, you know, Brindsley, Kimberley, and so on. In South Yorkshire, they'll go for smaller, to maybe like Barnsley, Rotherham, smaller towns like that, and we have noticed an increase in public activity. So there've been BNP paper sales in Barnsley recently, for example, in street stalls and that sort of thing, which anti-fascists from South Yorkshire have mobilised to oppose. But I think it's a kind of similar dynamic to what's going on in Nottinghamshire, really, which is why I think it's very important that we link up as activists and communicate and share skills and tactics.
And what tactics do you think are going to be important in the immediate future?
Well, I think the example that this campaign gave and the lead that this campaign gave when it mobilised to more or less shut down Nick Griffin's meeting in Kimberley is pretty exemplary, and I think that kind of physical obstruction of BNP activity is very important. But what was good about it is that it was coupled with some, you know, kind of consistent work in the local community by this campaign, talking to local people, engaging them on the issues, you know, housing, wages, jobs, services. So it wasn't just a bunch of activists from the city parachuting into the town, stopping this meeting from happening and then disappearing again. It's part of a kind of consistent perspective based on engaging those class issues. So it's combining that kind of direct action tactics with a political approach based on class, and I think that's what's necessary for anti-fascism to be successful nationally, and I think it's good that this campaign is giving a lead on those kind of politics.
So how do you feel that the conference today went then?
I think it's been a success, undoubtedly. I mean, we've had over 80 people here, probably close to 100 people from a range of organisations with a range of political views, who've been able to sit down and discuss with each other, you know, what sort of anti-fascist campaign we need, you know, the nature of the BNP, the nature of racism today, and how we're going to go on in the future and organise specifically against the red, white and blue and the BNP in Nottinghamshire, but the sort of politics and the sort of organisation we want to see replicated around the country, and how we're going to work with other anti-fascist groups and organisations. I think it's very important. I think there haven't been many conferences like this addressing anti-fascism in the past few years, and I think it's an important chance to discuss the issues, and I hope it's something that will spark a wider discussion in the anti-fascist movement and on the left.
Okay, and what do you see as the next step, really, from this? How are things going to move forward from here?
Okay, well, obviously, the campaign in Nottingham has a huge amount to do, just physically a huge amount to do, in terms of building campaign groups, communicating with local communities, you know, responding to the crisis in the BNP at the minute, and making sure that, you know, whilst those bastards, I'll use that language, are on the mat, we give them a bit of a kicking, and, you know, both organisationally, in terms of, you know, changing people's minds and changing people's views about what that organisation is, more widely, because there have been people at this conference from up and down the Midlands, people who are involved in their own campaigns. We hope that some of what is said today has given people ideas, you know, and given them more momentum and, you know, perhaps more courage to go out and, you know, be more open in their organisation and to get more people involved. It's an essential task because, you know, despite the crisis, the BNP will continue to grow. Their base of support and the conditions that enable them to gain support are still there, and they're the things we need to challenge, and challenge them actively.
Well, can I just ask why you're here today and what you're hoping that the day's going to achieve? Okay, I'm here today because the Red, White and Blue Festival is something that should be stopped. It's something that any right-thinking person should be mobilising against and organising against, and I would like to get involved with that.
Do you want to say where you come from today? Or?
I've come from Leeds in West Yorkshire.
And is there much going on up in Leeds and West Yorkshire generally?
West Yorkshire in particular has a lot of BNP councillors. It does have quite a strong BNP. The flip side of that is that there is a lot of campaigning against the BNP, particularly Bradford and Huddersfield way.
Thank you. Where have you come from today?
I'm a Unison shop steward and a member of Knot's campaign against the BNP.
And what do you hope to achieve then? What do you think you want to get out of the day?
A united campaign against any Red, White and Blue festival or any other BNP stroke real BNP event, but a campaign in which people have the right to put forward their own views and they feel that no one group dominates.
So how do you think the conference today went?
I think my feeling was that for the most part it went quite well. It was very well attended, people were very eager to get involved and active, lots of new faces, quite a broad range of people. I think in terms of success in any real sense, though, that's not going to become clear until the long term. If the Red, White and Blue Festival takes place, how effective we are in opposing it. If it doesn't, what other kinds of anti-fascist networks we're able to sort of organise and get going, and what sort of form our resistance takes. That will be the real test. But I'm quite positive at the end of the day. So
what do you think the next steps from here will be, especially for the local?
I said this during one of the sessions in the resolution I moved, is that I think one of the big things we're going to see in this region, Nottinghamshire, Midlands more generally, is the way that the split within the party at the moment plays out. The so-called real BNP is concentrated in the Midlands, to some extent Yorkshire, where it's strongly not really. It's those areas that if there is, whatever that becomes, if it becomes a new party, a new organisation, if it retakes the party and becomes the kind of controlling faction within the BNP, then that's going to play out here. It's going to take place here. They're going to hold meetings here. They're going to be very strong politically here. And I think that's what we're really going to have to focus on in terms of what's happening, where they're going, what they're up to, particularly as they've now threatened leaflets, which never happened before the split, and certainly not in recent times.
Some of the debates today, especially in the last session, were quite heated, shall we say, differences of opinion. Do you think the anti-fascist unity will stand up to some potential disagreements over tactics and so on?
I have to be honest, I left during a lot of the heated debates. But I think it's a very real problem that we agree that we don't like fascists, but what we actually agree on is quite limited. I mean, this is hardly a new problem. One thinks of Spain in 1936, and, there's nothing new here. I think what I want to see, I think what we do need to try and do is build a broad campaign, which is effective, which is targeted towards the grassroots, which is interested in real people rather than in political parties in the way that certain other national organisations are. If we just continue building that, if not everybody's on board with that, well, that's a shame. But I think that's far more important than unity in an abstract sense. Now, unity is all well and good, but if you're unified and doing fuck all or doing something completely ineffective, then I don't see that that's all that great a thing to have.